The central argument is that ketogenic diets can support endurance performance when combined with lactate threshold testing and individualized monitoring. Against the common belief that carbohydrates are essential for endurance, elite ultramarathoners and Ironman athletes can excel on keto by improving fat oxidation and recovery. The key claim is that keto-adapted athletes use fat more efficiently, but their lactate responses and training zones change, so standard training methods may be misleading. Keto adaptation changes how the body handles lactate. Lactate is not presented as harmful. It is a marker of intensity and metabolic state. In ketosis, athletes show lower respiratory exchange ratios at submaximal workloads, meaning they rely more on fat. They also show lower plasma lactate at rest and during moderate exercise. They show less lactate production during submaximal work, better lactate clearance, lower peak lactate during high-intensity work, and improved metabolic efficiency across intensities. These changes allow them to sustain longer efforts with less fatigue and recover more quickly. Key data include a 2.3-fold higher peak fat oxidation in keto-adapted ultra-endurance runners compared with other athletes. They also show a 4-fold increase in pre-exercise beta-hydroxybutyrate and a 2-fold increase in resting plasma-free fatty acids. Well-adapted athletes may maintain similar glycogen levels during submaximal exercise, whether on a ketogenic or mixed diet. After adaptation, relative VO2max and oxygen uptake at lactate threshold can improve, partly due to lower body mass, higher oxygen cost of fat oxidation, and better sympathetic activation. One notable result is that well-adapted athletes can reach a lactate threshold around 81% of VO2 peak, compared with about 70% before adaptation. Lactate testing is useful for keto athletes because it tracks adaptation and provides objective data for training decisions. It helps monitor fat adaptation, metabolic efficiency, and performance standards. Athletes in the adaptation phase may show lower resting insulin, more stable cortisol, lower creatine kinase, reduced lactate dehydrogenase activity, and improved fat oxidation during moderate intensity work. Regular testing allows coaches to adjust training zones, periodization, and recovery strategies. Recommended testing frequency depends on the athlete. Elite or well-adapted athletes benefit from testing every 2 to 3 months during major training blocks. Athletes new to keto need more frequent testing to track adaptation. Once metabolically flexible, testing can be spaced based on training phase and goals. During the adaptation phase, training zones should be reassessed every 4 to 6 weeks because lactate thresholds, heart rate, oxygen uptake, and perceived exertion change. Interpreting results on keto requires caution. Baseline metrics shift. Resting and submaximal respiratory exchange ratios drop, showing greater fat use. However, early keto adaptation can temporarily lower max workload and workload at lactate threshold compared with a mixed diet state. This dip often resolves as fat adaptation improves. Warning signs include persistently high resting lactate, inability to maintain intensity at lactate threshold, excessive fatigue during moderate work, and lower power output at lactate threshold. Training zones for keto athletes need modification. Heart rate and oxygen uptake are often higher at rest and during early exercise stages after keto adaptation. Traditional zones based on old data may be inaccurate. Keto-adapted athletes may require higher oxygen uptake for the same workload, show altered lactate accumulation patterns, and recover differently between high-intensity efforts. Perceived exertion also changes, so effort-based training must be recalibrated. Individual adaptation rates should guide zone adjustments rather than generic formulas. Progressive overload should be based on metabolic markers, not only time or traditional metrics. Insulin and cortisol responses, lactate thresholds, recovery markers, and substrate utilization provide feedback on training tolerance. This approach helps athletes increase load when their body is ready, reducing setbacks and preserving metabolic efficiency. The takeaway also includes a nuance. Keto is not automatically superior for all endurance athletes. While long-term adaptation increases fat use, it can raise the oxygen cost of exercise, which may not benefit every athlete. Success depends on individual response, careful monitoring, patience, and precise adjustments. The practical takeaway is that keto can be effective for endurance performance, but it requires data-driven testing, especially lactate threshold testing, to optimize training zones, track adaptation, and maintain high performance while using fat as fuel.